You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, episode 103. Six tips to help you sell your first online product or program. You have no idea how many times I try to start this podcast. I was getting hacked by technology. So, hey, it happens to all of us. But finally, I'm here. Usually, that just means we're going to have a fantastic episode. So, that's what I'm saying. But let's jump right into it. We are talking today about you selling your first product or program. That is a very happy day, let me tell you what. So many people, look, they aspire to be an author. They aspire to be a coach, an entrepreneur, whatever. But here's the point. If people found you online today, and if there's not a way that they can give you money, then there's a problem. Because some of you, in fact, all of you are rock stars. You're superstars. I mean, you're here. You showed up, filled up. You want to learn and grow. You are hungry to make it happen. And I think there's people, in fact, I know there's people who want to invest in you, but you haven't given them an option. If you do not have a way that they can exchange currency with you, that means you are not ready. You're not ready yet. I'd much rather know that you have a page somewhere where you can collect money for providing a product, service, or program. But many people don't. That's one of the first things I see as a coach. They have great ideas. They have great excitement. They have great energy, but they do not have a place where people can be invited into a deeper relationship. In fact, I call the sales page, what is typically known as a sales page, I call it the transformation invitation. And why do I call it that? Because that's what it is. I don't like sales page. Nobody likes sales page. Sales page is selling. Nobody wants to feel sold. People want to feel served, and they want to feel especially that your transformation invitation, I'm going to call it TI from now on, that it's inviting, that it is a story. Why? Because as you've heard me share many times, marketing is storytelling. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to storytell. I am going to literally take you through a process that David, my business partner, and I, that we use for all of our TIs, all of our, quote, sales pages. Look, you can follow along. It's elixirprojectexperience.com/join. I'm going to give you six tips today. So let's jump right in to the first tip. I actually named these tips recently. I was chatting with Eric Eaton. Eric, got to give a shout out to you with your book, Raging Sloth. And I was doing a coaching session with Eric. And I was literally walking him through our page, and out came the six P's just like that. So I said, Eric, I'm going to put that on the podcast next. And here we are. So get ready. This is what we do. Number one, we start with pain. Okay. In fact, prior to pain, if you go to the elixirprojectexperience.com/join, you will see at the very top that there's a timer. That's intentional. That involves pain. Why? Because if you just say, my product is here forever at the same price, anyone can come any day they want, trust me, nobody's going to buy. You have to have deadlines because people do not move. Our default as humans is to be inactive. That's what most people do. So if you want people to jump and engage in your products and services, you absolutely need pain, which is a timer. We actually do something in our business where we reward. Okay, I'm all about that. We reward people. We say, hey, here's what the selling price is for everybody else, which is absolutely true. However, when people first engage in the process, we say, hey, look, we're going to give you a fantastic option, a price, a discount, whatever you want to call it, an incentive. I like to call it an incentive. I always like to reward action takers. In fact, whenever we launch things, we reward those who take action because those are the people who are hungry. Those are the people who are the most passionate, the most excited. And you want to take care of your, what some people call super fans. I just call them super cool people. But yeah, when we launched Elixir Project Experience at the Igniting Souls Conference in October, we literally stacked the bonuses. And these bonuses were everything from a fictionpreneur course, actually not a course, a webinar. We did a unhackability strategies with David and I. That was a bonus. So we heap on the bonuses, and I think you need to do that. Now you might say, Kerry, I don't have any bonuses. Go create some, okay? If you have a smartphone, you can create bonuses. You need to give people high-level value. Again, we're always in it for the long game. So look, there's people out there, I'm sure there are, that are, quote, internet marketers who just want to rip people off. They get one sale and they're done. And they've basically created within their business and brand a very tough act to follow. In other words, any business person will tell you that the cost of acquiring a client is expensive. And if you acquire someone and they're gone because you under-delivered, that's bad. That's a flaw. You will not be in business long. So what we try to do is, actually we don't try to do it, we do it. What we do is we reward, we over-deliver, we take care of our people, we give them incentives to act early, and that's a great beginning to the podcast. But let's talk about the first P, which, as I mentioned, is pain. And right away at the very top of the page, and you can listen if you're driving or running, just listen, but later on, see this in pictorial form. It's intentional. It tells a story with pictures. In fact, I just got done meeting with a client named John, and John, basically, I took him right to this page, walked him through it, and said, John, this is how you do it. And he jotted it down, and we fleshed out what his program is, and he is now going to follow these six tips. So right away at the top, it says, you have been hacked. That's pain. Okay, I don't know how else to say it. That is pain. And we're introducing new terms. We know people could say, what do you mean hacked? So right away it says, me hacked? Then it goes into an explanation. Have you ever had an amazing idea? If you're like most people, then you started out excited, ready to implement that idea, but then something happened. Chances are you and your dream got sidelined somewhere along the way. Maybe you got distracted or lost focus. If you experience this, then you are not alone. And unless you find a solution, then you're destined to repeat the same pattern. You will stay stuck and frustrated. Isn't it time you discovered how to become unhackable? So right away, we are trying to identify with people's pain point, not in a tricky way, but just in a way that says, hey, we know how you feel because we felt this way before. So we're establishing a connection. We are sharing with people that, you know, you probably do have some pain in your life. Now, then what we do is we define terms. We're still under the pain section, but we say, what does it mean to be hacked? And we say, hacking is when someone gains unauthorized access to a system or a computer. Just like phones and computers today, people get hacked too. A deeper look reveals that your body is comprised of systems and your brain is like a computer. The result, you get hacked often. The majority of people agree that other people and things often gain unauthorized access of their dreams, ideas, and goals. And then right there, we put pictures. It's very important when you're selling anything online, products, programs, you want to break it up with pictures. So you do not want ugly text, because when people see ugly text, they think, what in the world? First of all, they don't stop to read it because it's small font. They don't have time. But the other thing is too, that if you pick loud colors or contrasting fonts and images, it's just not acceptable. Again, people view your website as an extension of what they're going to get. So if they're not happy and if it's stressful for their eyes and it doesn't look beautiful, they're not going to engage with you in that invitation that we talk about. So I did some little cool pictures, basically showed people that your body's made up of systems, skeletal, muscular, circulatory. It's pretty cool. It's got little bodies there. And then it says your brain is like a computer, and it's a little screenshot of a New York Times article. So again, I'm basically showing people that, look, this isn't just made up. This is a legitimate concern today. Then we introduce, but what if you were unhackable? What if you had the power to create ideas and implement them effectively and efficiently? What if you had the ability to architect your attention and invest in the things that are important to you? What if you had the knowledge to find and utilize the needed resources to accomplish your dream, the understanding to exponentially increase your impact upon the world, and the secret to organize your life around flow, where you feel your best and do your best? The answer is you can. Right there, then we have this button that says get started now. That's important. I see a lot of people online that bury their button all the way at the bottom, and people literally have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll just to find out how to engage with you in that invitation. Maybe they want to check out the price. Maybe they want to find out more information. If you bury it all the way to the bottom, I believe that you create stress and you create cortisol pumping through that person, potential client's body and brain, and they're not happy. So they want more. They want more, and they're going to find out one way or another. They might click off, but they're not a happy camper, if you will. Then it says 30 days to experiencing unhackability in work and life, Elixir Project Experience. So right there with the logo, we're creating a common framework, frame of reference, so that people realize there's a consistency in the branding. Then we also list the exact name of the course, 30 days to experiencing unhackability in work and life. As I mentioned, John, I just met with him. We created with him a title for his course. Very cool course. It's got a great name, and you don't want to cloud that. Okay. Like one of our courses is called Dream Job Bootcamp. Okay. Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey. A lot of our courses, we don't want to hide what we're offering people. I mean, how lame is that? Where people are like, okay, translation, I don't get it. But then we jump right into with the proof. We're now moving into the proof, the second one. So first is pain, second is proof. With proof, I say in 2013, I knew I needed to experience an unhackability. Then I say what my idea was. So again, I really like transformation invitation pages that basically show the person having struggled with the problem themselves too. Otherwise, it feels inauthentic. So did I used to struggle with getting hacked? Absolutely. And I share that. I say, look, I had an idea in 2013 to launch my book at Shawshank with the Hollywood celebrities. And then I say, here's the idea, but guess what? I didn't have any connection to Hollywood celebrities. I was on my own. However, the outcome was that with zero connections to the prison, the movie, or the actors, I knew that launching it at Shawshank would catapult the book and the brand and the business forward. By experiencing unhackability, I was able to implement the idea and we landed the event in the New York Times, LA Times, and Hollywood Reporter, and many other global news outlets. Then what you want is pictures. You don't want to just talk about that event. I mean, that would be super lame to just say, hey, we had this event and it went well. No, I share total pictures so that people can see, oh, wow, he's with the warden, like literally at the cocktail party. They're holding his book. That's the point. You want to show that, just like with those weight loss things, the before and after pictures. You might think they're hokey, they're cheesy. They work. They absolutely work, because people say, that's what they looked like. That's what they look like now. Something happened. And we have found that that has connected with people. People don't want to just hear about so-and-so that they've never met. They want to see if it worked for you. Now, it can't just work for you, but it must work for you too. Otherwise, there's a problem. Next, again, these are orange stripes that kind of cut all the way across the screen. I'm telling you, elixirprojectexperience.com/join. There's a reason why we designed it the way we did. If you're wondering what technology we used, it's WordPress, and it's a plugin called OptimizePress. And it is literally drag and drop and plug and play. I mean, it's very cool. If you can drag things around, you're good. The next idea, I say, in 2014, I knew I needed to experience unhackability. Again, I'm kind of taking the reader through a chronological journey of, hey, 2013, 2014. What I say is, my idea was to create an industry-shifting publishing business called Author Academy Elite. The idea, notice I'm using common terms, the idea in 2014, our clients kept asking for a program to help them write, publish, and market their books the right way. After months of resisting, we shared a new publishing paradigm one evening in March on a private call. We had nothing built, and we knew it would take 6 months to implement that idea and create a premium experience. The outcome, 25 authors jumped in immediately, and Author Academy Elite was born. Today, we attract hundreds of quality authors who share a mutual commitment to experience a vibrant business around their book. By experiencing unhackability, we were able to implement this seven-figure idea without getting hacked. And then, again, we say in big letters, I implemented my idea without getting hacked. And there's a picture of dozens and dozens and dozens of authors holding up their book. Now, you might say, Kerry, but I haven't had that success yet. Who cares? Seriously, who cares? Here's why. You always start out small. You always start out small, and then you leverage that success for more. So if you're embarrassed that, you know, you only have ever talked to one person about your model, and even though they had a win, and you're embarrassed about that, yeah, you're going to have a tough time selling anything online, because you're approaching it from a shame-based position. I never approach it from a shame-based position. In fact, I approach it from a celebratory. Look, I'm going to reference a story. You've heard me reference it a bunch of different times, but we all know about that guy, shepherd boy, who killed that giant, right? Goliath, David and Goliath. But we think that was his first win. Wow, look at him. He crushed it. First time out, kills a big giant. No, he didn't. He killed a lion and a bear. He had a small little flock, and he killed a lion and a bear. And some people look at the tribe I have, or people who have much bigger tribes than me, whatever, and they say, oh, if only I had that big of a tribe, or if only I had that or this. If you aren't taking care of the small little sheep that you have, you don't deserve a bigger flock. So many times people say, well, if I had tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people, I would take such good care of them. How are you taking care of your two, right? Because if that's somebody you have and you're not treating them well, trust me, you are not going to treat the millions well. Then I go on with another big orange stripe that literally divides the page. Again, you can check all this out. You can copy the the P's. You know, we're still into the proof. Okay, we're still into the proof. I say, you know, hey, we saw our clients getting hacked. The problem, we're blessed to serve thousands of clients from dozens of countries, but several years ago, we noticed a disturbing trend. Although many of these clients began with the best intentions, somewhere along the way, they got sidelined and sabotaged. Between ideation and implementation, they got hacked. The solution, this bugged me. Again, you're telling your story. I'm literally saying this bugged me. Like, it's true. It's emotion. I knew I couldn't rest until I found out why. That's just the way I'm wired. I set out on a mission to identify the problem and then hopefully a solution. I unpacked the elements of my own idea achievement. I also took a deep dive into neurobiology, productivity, high performance, success science, technology, and many other disciplines. The paradigm. In the process, I discovered what I call now the Elixir Project paradigm. It's built around idea, focus, and flow. These three components: flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance are the essence of unhackability. And there's a logo there. There's a nice logo. Again, we don't have too much text at any one point. We have colors, we have themes, we have pictures. Then I go down and say, by the way, here we're now moving into picture. We went from pain to proof, right? And now we're starting to move into the picture. So with the picture, what people, or I should say who people meet is Brian McNeil, one of my clients. And Brian is the perfect picture because he's a guy that wanted to start a woodworking business. He was a father, a husband. He had one kid and he wanted to basically get a job change. He had an idea to do that. He was currently repairing damaged furniture at a pay rate that was far below what he was worth. Obviously, they had a second baby coming, and he wanted to support them, so he needed to make adjustments. And he imagined the possibility of starting his own woodworking business. So that was his idea. Again, I share my own ideas, and then I share through this third step, this picture of what is possible. I'm going to basically introduce you to Brian, and he's a perfect picture of what unhackability looks like because I taught Brian, I say, Elixir Project experience. I coached him and helped him see what he was truly up against and the real stakes for winning and losing. We then created his perfect idea into work and life. Next, I showed him how to tap into his superhero ability to focus. And finally, I helped him architect flow and silence his inner critic. Simply put, I taught him the Elixir Project paradigm built around three components: idea, focus, and flow. Then what happens next? Again, chronological story being taught. We're now to 2015. This is all sounding probably like a lot. These pages that I create take a lot of time. I'm not gonna lie. I will spend three, maybe full days on a page. You might say, Carrie, that's nuts. Yeah, how long are you spending? That's the point, right? A lot of times people just don't even focus anything on this part of the process. It's the most important process. It's your invitation. You've spent a lot of time inviting the people into a special journey because if you don't, no one's going to want to engage with you. So I have pictures, I have text, I have headlines. Go ahead, check it out. You can see all of it at elixirprojectexperience.com/join. Use it. You know, use it as your model when you go do yours. So again, pain-proof picture. Natural wood mirrors is created later in 2015. Thanks to deliberate magnetic focus, Brian turned his woodworking idea into a side business. Natural wood mirrors. Secretly, he wondered if he could someday go pro with his passion. By remaining in flow, Brian eventually left his low-paying job and embraced his new business full time. Then it says, first one to score, Shawshank Tree. True story. It's an awesome story. So shortly after starting, Naturalwood Mirrors, the most famous tree in Hollywood folklore fell, the Shawshank Tree. It's the same tree where Andy, played by Tim Robbins, buried a map for Red, Morgan Freeman. The day after the tree fell, more than 300 people called the owners to try and get the privilege of working with the wood from the tree. God's favor smiled upon Brian, and he was chosen as the lucky professional who would receive the coveted tree. His first Shawshank piece secured him instant media attention. This is crazy and true. In other words, Brian didn't just sit with his idea. Brian was ready for the moment, and the moment was ready for him. That's the key. You can't sit here and say, well, when my lucky break comes. He was ready for his lucky break. He was absolutely ready. He had a website built. He had taken action. He had gone pro, and now he was ready. And I think a lot of times we wait until everything's perfect and we don't take action on our idea. If you want good things to happen, you must take action ahead of time so that you can be ready to receive the blessing. It says his first piece earns him three bids over $10,000. Brian's first Shawshank piece earned him three bids over $10,000, a feature in the Parade of Homes, and many media opportunities. Today, Naturalwood Mirrors continues to create stunning pieces with exclusive placement in elite locations throughout the world, all over skiing lodges, places of beauty. It's fantastic. All because of one idea where he took action. Then I literally have a video of Brian and me talking as I'm touring his woodworking shop. Again, proof, 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 proof. This is a picture of what's possible in this section. Then it says, get started now. Again, multiple times on the page so that people can see if they would like at any point how to get started. Then we move into something pretty cool, which is the process. It says, what if you experienced unhackability? Then a big picture of people, all kinds of people who came to my conference where we talked about becoming unhackable. That's what the whole conference was about. Awesome picture, great people. And I love it. I love it. And here's why I love it. I love it because a lot of haters out there said, you can't write a fiction book and turn it into a course and turn it into a conference. And we did. And it was fantastic. And these people came from Egypt and Australia and the UK and Scotland and Israel and Canada, all over the world, because clarity. I've said it so many times. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. This sales page is clear. It is clarity. That's what you need. Then it says Elixir Project is right for you. Elixir Project experience is right for you if you want. And then again, it restates some of the benefits and it even gives more. And it's beautiful the way it is. It's checkmark, 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 3D box shot. If you need a something software that creates that, It's called 3D box shots. They've recently called it 4D box shots, I believe. But it creates awesome three-dimensional images from, because this is what you want. You know, you don't want to hire somebody on Fiverr to do this really two-dimensional looking logo. You just don't want it. People look at that and they say, cheap. Why would I want to do that? If it looks that cheap, it must be that cheap. We invest a lot in making the page look good and then subsequently the content. Let's jump right in. Let's go into, again, we're talking about the process. Then it says the course. Here's what the course is about. It's a 30-day course designed to help you experience unhackability in work and life within the context of a transformational cohort. You'll receive lifetime access to our webinar training, 30-plus daily videos, the EPX guidebook, coaching community, Elixir templates, tools, apps, and much more. Here's an overview of the deliverables. Then we talk all about the fact that it's 5 exclusive training webinars. We jump in with 30 videos dripped on a daily basis. We've never had a course like this before where you literally jump in and then you cannot access tomorrow's content until tomorrow and then the next day. What it has created with people is major transformation. Right now, our first class is on day 18 and they are on fire. I've never seen anything like it. We've never created a course where people have been this electric. And I'm telling you, it's yes, because of the great content, but it's also because of the dripped format where they can't just sit down for a whole day and do the whole course. Because you can't microwave unhackability. It's built over 30 days. And that's why I think the change has been so deep. Then we have the Elixir Project Guidebook, which is super cool. It's interactive where you click a button, a video pops up. I mean, it's super, super cool, super slick stuff. And then we offer lifetime coaching community with the program. So daily on Facebook, I show up and answer questions about all different issues that clients have because I want them to feel connected and I want to be connected to them. So again, over-delivering. Then we offer valuable bonus items like Fictionpreneur, a special webinar where we teach people how to create courses around their books. And we have other bonuses as well, one called Ask Me Anything, where it's literally a private webinar where they can jump on the people who purchase. And they can ask anything related to podcasting, books, brand, business, ministry, personal questions, professional questions, here to help, here to serve. Then we go into the content, the actual overview of the modules. We're not going into massive detail, but we're going into the title, the benefit, 3-sentence description, and then 3 benefits of each module. So we have what's called the unveiling, where we talk about the stakes for winning and losing. Then we go into verdict 1, which is called flawless idea anatomy, where we're literally helping people flesh out their first flawless idea, maybe the first flawless idea they've ever had. And through then the 30-day course, they're going to basically implement it. We're going to show them how to do that idea achievement where they actually implement their idea. Then we move into the second verdict number 2, which is called deliberate magnetic focus. Again, we're still under process. And under this, it says tap into your superhuman ability to focus. We teach you all about focus filters. It's fantastic. Then we move into verdict 3, which is all about optimal human performance. It's all about flow and how to basically create a life built around flow where you feel your best and do your best, where you're 500% more productive. It's pretty powerful. Then we move into what's called the Boone ceremony. Boone is something from Joseph Campbell, Hero with 1,000 Faces. And I believe that was the title. And it's super cool because it's basically the Holy Grail or the elixir or the boon that the hero comes back with. And we basically have you create that within the program. And again, then we list the bonuses below. Then we jump into, again, this was all process. We're moving to the last 2 P's. I'll wrap this up quick. We'll get you on your way, get you creating your own, or maybe even jumping in an Elixir project where we do teach you how to create your own. But then I move into the people where it's literally testimonials, faces, actual words from their Facebook that they posted. Scott says day 2 was incredible. To be honest, after doing the exercise and watching the first 2 Boone videos, I cried because I realized all the times that I had been hacked from what God wanted me to do. But once the tears stopped, my heart became filled with joy. And it's powerful because Scott basically gives a fantastic testimonial. And then we have Kirsten sharing, we have Melinda sharing, Wendy shares, Barbara shares. I mean, Wendy says, my mind was blown by the Elixir Project process. The daily method is working. The clarity is growing stronger. My boon is becoming more massive. Had I not let go of the process I was immersed in alone to apply this proven method, I fear what would have never been. You can't make this stuff up. So this is incredibly powerful. And then we move into the sixth P, which is purchase, where we literally show every single thing that they're going to get in the program, the value of the course, and then we give people the regular price on the course, and then we discount it, or I should say we incentivize the people with a timer. Those who respond basically get to write off a certain amount of the course, big buttons, all kinds of stuff, and it's fantastic. So, folks, I hope that served you. I know that saying it is one thing, looking at it is another. I would encourage you to see where we put the logos, the colors, the videos, the testimonials, all these things. So just a quick recap, the six tips are to basically lay it out as pain, proof, picture, then you want process, people, and purchase. And I look forward to hearing about your own things that you're going to put online, your own products, your own services, your own programs, and love for you to check out Elixir Project as well. We are basically going to be launching a new class very soon. And again, all the information is at elixirprojectexperience.com/join. Next podcast, we have a very special guest. It's a female. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Super cool person. And we are going to be learning about a tip that will definitely optimize your business. So again, we want to make it practical, helpful. You have a fantastic weekend, week, whatever, day. Just know that Be a Soul on Fire, it's one of the most powerful weapons on earth, according to Ferdinand Foch. We'll talk.